The Chum Time, 8 o'clock.
Live from the terrace in downtown Toronto,
the Deep Clark Radio Show.
Person on his very first show on CHUM, here's Dick Clark. There you are. Now,
Dave, you're slowing down.
I'm sorry, Dick.
Grant Forsyth was full of vim and vigor. We've got another hour still to go and a special guest on the way. This is one of the giants everywhere in music land and a great sound record. These are the Crystals and the Do Run Run.
Makes the world's first and only two-hole donut, Royal Donut. That's who. And who is the donut named after? Me. That's who. The Bolishka Nut. The donut that's twice as good because it has two holes. I'm going to be giving them away free. You buy a dozen assorted Royal Donuts, right? And there are over 50 varieties. And I will hand you two freshly baked, deliciously good Bolishka Nuts free. So you be sure to be at Royal Donut in the Colony Plaza, Lawrence East at Wharton.
This Saturday afternoon, Al will be giving out Bolishka Nuts at Royal Donut, Lawrence Avenue East at Wharton. But all this week at all Royal locations, they're featuring Bolishka specials. All this week, you can get the famous Royal Burger with Mama Bolishka's famous Hungarian relish at Royal Burger, 269 Yonge and 5280 Dundas West at the Six Points. And you get an order of French fries free at Royal Donut, Lawrence East at Wharton and Danforth at Wharton. You'll get a free Bolishka Nut with every dozen assorted Royal Donuts. All this week, it's a tribute to Al Bolishka at Royal Burger and Royal Royal Donut.
CHUM 1050 Toronto.
1050 Toronto.
Oh, we've got a good chum bug here, Mr. Al Bolishka. Al, who's the pretty young gal you got?
I haven't got her name yet, Dick. What's your name, honey?
Ginny Arrow.
And we had a great dance together, didn't we?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
Fine. You're a good dancer.
Thank you very much. I'm not really. We've got a lovely prize for you, dear. What school do you go to?
St. John's.
Thank you very much. How about a nice hand for this young lady? Here you are, Dick.
She said you were a good dancer, Al. Oh, the pains. Here we go with hot pastrami mashed potatoes.
Hot pastrami!
Well, with the advent of the Dick Clark Radio Show on CHUM, we are changing the time of the Battle of the New Sounds from here on in. It'll be heard at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock, right after the Dick Clark Radio Show on CHUM. So be listening each and every night and voice your choice on CHUM on the Battle of the New Sounds.
What's Honest Ed really like? His brother Robert tells all in Business is People, on sale at all leading bookstores.
Here's the man who lives it up every afternoon on CHUM, Mr. Bob McAdory.
Hi, Dick. Boy, it's good to have you aboard. Have you seen this little cutie beside me?
Yeah, now, did you do as well as Al Bolishka? You better dancer, I hope.
What kind of a dancer am I?
Oh, you're pretty good.
Pretty good. Well, I'm not great. What is your name?
Marie Trudel.
And what school do you go to, Marie?
St. Joseph's Commercial.
Well, I think you're a pretty great dancer, and there's a prize for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
And I'll just send me the bill for the corn blasters, okay? Here's Dick.
Bob, I don't care what they say. You and Al are the worst. The worst, the worst. Thank you ever much, ever much. Now, there's a good one. Try that one for size and listen to this.
People, don't you worry. I know what I'm doing. I know what love's all about. I tell you again now, my little girl.
Pardon me, sir. Can you make up a rhyme about Speedy Muffler King?
There once was a fellow named Lot who discovered his muffler was shot. So the muffler he needy was purchased at Speedy. Now Lot's shot muffler is not.
Speedy Muffler King, fast 15-minute muffler installations, 7 big locations.
Dave, we're swinging away in music land here on the Dick Clark Radio Show. First night of, I hope, many, many we'll spend together. Let's check the chum time.
Right now, Dick, it's 10 after 8.
And the Toronto weather forecast?
Looks as though we got some showers and cloudy ones on the way with a present temperature of 62 degrees.
watch cars traveling at high speeds deliberately crashing, smashing, and wrecking each other. It's a thrilling carnival of destruction. 60 to 100 cars in a fight to the finish for $500. It's a hair-raising, spine-tingling spectacle. Toronto's first 100-car destruction derby, tomorrow, 8 p.m. Admission, $2. Children under 12, 50 cents. It's at the CNE Grandstand.
Now, for anybody who's dancing, here's a lady's choice. Give the gals a chance to pick their own partner. A pretty one by Paul and Paula, First Quarrel.
The world's first and only two-hole donut, Royal Donut. That's who. And who is the donut named after? Me. That's who. The Bolliska Nut. The donut that's twice as good because it has two holes. I'm going to be giving them away free. You buy a dozen assorted Royal Donuts, right? And there are over 50 varieties. And I will hand you two freshly baked, deliciously good Bolliska Nuts free. So you'll be sure to be at Royal Donut in the Colony Plaza, Lawrence East at Wharton.
This Saturday afternoon, Al will be giving out Bolliska Nuts at Royal Donut, Lawrence Avenue East at Wharton. But all this week at all Royal locations, they're featuring Bolliska specials. All this week, you can get the famous Royal Burger with Mama Bolliska's famous Hungarian relish at Royal Burger, 269 Yonge and 5280 Dundas West at the Six Points. And you get an order of French fries free at Royal Donut, Lawrence East at Wharton and Danforth at Wharton. You'll get a free Bolliska Nut with every dozen assorted Royal Donuts. All this week, it's a tribute to Al Bolliska at Royal Burger and Royal Donut.
Two more guests to go here on the Dick Clark Radio Show, and once again, it's guest time. Let's have our guests sign in, please. This is a man with a record that now lists number 35 on the Chum Chart. On its way up, the record is Charlena. Here is Richie Knight. That's delightful. This is a nice time to meet you. We meet for the first time. Where do you make your home?
In Toronto, here.
How old a fellow are you? You look kind of young.
Well, I'm 21.
Have you made any other recordings before this?
No, this is our first, actually. We're very happy with it, too.
When you went in to make this record, did you have any idea that the big things were going to happen to you?
Well, we thought maybe around Toronto. We had a lot of... Well, everybody liked it around Toronto, and they asked us if we were going to record it, so Art found us, and they let us, so...
Richie will be happy to know that the reports are coming in all across Canada and filtering down into the States, and you look like you have yourself a giant on hand. Would you spend a few minutes with autographs with us?
I sure will. Yeah.
Thank you, Richie, very, very much. Certainly appreciate it.
It's poppin' good. Pop's popular popcorn. Now in six tempting taste treats. Barbecue, pizza, onion and garlic, hickory and bacon, buttered and cheese flavored. Buy all, try all six Pop's popcorn. Available at confectionery stores in town.
David, it's tongue twister time here on the Dick Clark Radio Show. I want to try you one that Jimmy Dean got me on. Say, Steve Spitz Split Peach Pits. Now, you're an announcer. You know all these things. You've studied for years. Steve Spitz Split Peach Pits.
Steve Spitz...
No. Wait, easy now. Easy.
Steve Spitz Split Peach Pits.
Now, fast.
Okay.
Fast.
Steve Spitz...
I'd like to remind you to listen to the Dick Clark Radio Show each Monday through Friday from 7 to 9. It's going to be a swinging show, all the great music. Our star will be Dick Clark, and he'll have all kind of guest stars along with him.
Hey, a tasty new flavor in potato chips.
A tasty new flavor in potato chips?
A toasted onion flavor in Hostess potato chips.
That's different. A toasted onion flavor in Hostess potato chips.
They're new, crispy, and deliciously different. Get new toasted onion flavor potato chips by Hostess. Now at a special low introductory price.
A tasty.
A toasted.
A tasty toasted onion flavor in Hostess potato chips.
Now there are three Hostess flavors. Regular, barbecue, and new toasted onion.
All righty, the star chart is standing by. Let's ask our special guest to sign in, please. S-E. That looks like F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie Cannon! Freddie Boom Boom. You lost your shoelaces, haven't
you? My shoelaces.
Oh, how are you, Dad?
All right. Hey, it's a great crowd tonight, boy.
Yes, sir. Welcome to Toronto. Now, Fred, the reason we played Palisades Park is, are they re-releasing this record?
Yes, the record's out in Boston and Hartford, Connecticut, and all through the New England area.
This may turn into another summertime thing for you.
I hope so. It's all up to my friends out here tonight in Toronto.
Freddie, we have just about 35 minutes left of the Dick Clark Radio Show here on Jump. When we get to do a few autographs, we'll call you back for a new one.
Great, let's do it.
We'll join you there in half a second.
Come and get it. The new flavor treat, Coors Smoked Corned Beef, for the tastiest hot sandwiches. Coors Smoked Corned Beef in the boilable 3-minute sandwich pouch.
Oh, boy, we've got things going here. And by golly, Freddie, don't lose that pen now. Keep a hold of it. Pretty ballad time now. This is Ray Charles in Music Land.
Take these chains from my heart.
Take these chains from my heart.
Of destruction,
smashing, crashing, 2.5 hours of thrills, spills, and chills in the sensational 100-car destruction derby, CNE Grandstand, tomorrow, 8 p.m.
60 to 100 men with nerves of steel out to crash, wreck, and demolish each other's cars, till only one, the victor, remains to take the spoil of $500.
Don't miss this exciting 100-car destruction derby tomorrow night, CNE Grandstand, adults $2, children under 12, 50 cents.
This is CHUM 1050
Toronto. Do me one favor, fill me in just slightly on this new recording. How many people participated in this new one?
Just two people.
You're kidding. Besides yourself?
Bobby Comstock and myself. And I'm playing drums, and I don't even know how to play drums. Now, how do you like that?
And Bobby's what, guitar?
Right. Playing all the guitars.
All right, now that's a lead-in. You hold on just a second. We'll be back to check with you in just a moment.
MGM presents Kirk Douglas in The Hook.
It's one thing to drop a bomb and kill an enemy you never see, but to kill a man in cold blood face to face, could you do it?
High praise was given to The Hook at its world premiere.
Washington Daily News said gripping, exciting, don't miss it. Washington Evening Star said an exceptional film.
See Kirk Douglas, co-starred with Nick Adams and Robert Walker in The Hook.
And from a thousand throats comes the cry for freedom in the second big feature, The Slave, Son of Spartacus, starring Steve Reeves. With splendor and violence, The Slave tells the story of the fearless leader who dared to challenge the tyrant who ruled the land of terror. The Slave, Son of Spartacus, with Steve Reeves in exciting color. Don't miss The Slave and The Hook, starting Wednesday at the downtown Glendale State, Prince of Wales, Metro, Kingsway, Scarborough, Northeast, and 400 drive-in theaters. And now let's go back to Dick Clark.
Hi, thank you, sir. And swinging away we are at Music Land with our special guest, Freddie Cannon, who told you a little bit about this record. What's it called, Freddie?
Patty Baby!
Patty Baby, the girl with the dancing feet.
Hey, this is Pop. Have you tasted any of my famous taste-tempting popcorns? Pop's barbecue flavor, pizza flavor, onion and garlic, hickory and bacon flavor, buttered flavor, and cheese flavored. Available at your local confectionery store.
Hello there. Yes, by golly. Well, you know, you scared me again, Fred. I thought maybe somebody walked off with our fuse again.
Oh, my feet keep getting caught on the cords, you know.
Let me check with Uncle David. What does Action Central or Franagrand's Control say about the situation? Do we have everything well in hand?
Dick, everything's fine right now. We're all swinging. The power's with us. Freddy's with us. And let's go.
We can turn him into a disc jockey?
Like we should.
I'll have a go.
From the chum chart, Freddy, give an introduction to this one here that lists number 41. Big D. Irwin and Swinging on a Star. Yes, a swinging on a star, Big D. Irwin. Let's check the chum time.
It's 17 before 9.
And the weather forecast?
We've got showers on the way, Dick. Right now it's 61 degrees.
Hey, a tasty new flavor in potato chips.
A tasty new flavor in potato chips?
A toasted onion flavor in Hostess potato chips.
That's different. A toasted onion flavor in Hostess potato chips.
They're new, crispy, and deliciously different. Get new toasted onion flavor potato chips by Hostess. Now at a special low introductory price.
A tasty...
A toasted.
A tasty toasted onion flavor in Hostess potato chips.
Now there are three Hostess flavors, regular, barbecue, and new toasted onion.
You know it. You're listening to the Dick Clark Radio Show, the first of many here on Chum. And now listen to Little Eva. At the Music Line Autograph now, we have Freddie Cannon along with Richie Knight. We want to thank Ronnie Hawkins for stopping by. He's well on his way to London by now. Bobby Curtola's still here, and we'll swing along in Music Land with the wildest sound ever. These are the Doughbells. You don't dare sit down.
Hey, pretty baby. Don't you hear the drummer thumping?
Yes, so you can't sit down, never on the Dick Clark Radio Show. And Dave, you swing on after we're all through, don't you?
Well, let me tell you, Dick, each night after the Dick Clark Radio Show, we'll be going until 10:30. We're going to just keep everything going on CHUM, and I think we're going to have a whale of a time with all kinds of great music.
What happened to the Battle of the Sounds now? You've moved on?
Right. It used to go at 8 o'clock, but because of your show on Chum, now it'll be switched 1 hour later, and we'll shoot the Battle of the New Sounds at 9 o'clock.
Here's a great old sound. This is Al Martino. Martino, I love you because... Freddie Cannon, you know a good friend of mine, Bobby Rydell. Give me a thumbnail sketch.
Boy, is he skinny.
Oh, no, that's not kind.
No, but you know something? Bobby's a terrific talent. Ruled, he's just about everything. Most people, most of the kids haven't never seen him perform in nightclubs, and he's just tremendous.
And here he is!
Summer's coming on.
Yes, sir. Wildwood Days by Bobby Rydell. We want to thank Ronnie Hawkins for stopping by, and that's going to wrap it up here on the Dick Clark Radio Show. First night here on CHUM. Let's say goodnight now to Freddie Cannon and Richie Knight and Bobby Curtola. Thank you ever so much. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time on Chum for tonight, Dick Clark. Bye.
The Dick Clark Radio Show.
course, I found the Chum Newswatch for Rothman's king-size cigarettes.
Rothman's king-size cigarettes really satisfy. Rothman's king-size cigarettes.
The smoothest smoke you'll ever get in a king-size filter cigarette.
Rothman's king-size cigarettes.
The longer the cigarette, the smoother the smoke. That's why the new international length Rothman's King Size is so doubly smooth and satisfying. Try one carton of Rothman's King Size, and you'll never want to go back to short, old-fashioned cigarettes. Rothman's King Size really satisfies.
A smoother tasting
King Size cigarette that really satisfies. Rothman's King Size cigarettes
really satisfies.
Rothman's King Size cigarettes.
Thermometer 61 degrees, under partly cloudy skies. The probability of showers tomorrow, 70%. Cooksville, two Americans have been charged with attempted murder after a bank holdup at Dixie Road and the Dundas Highway today. The bandits, in their attempt to get away, took two bank tellers as hostages and stole a police cruiser parked in front of the bank. 33-year-old Donald Cottom of Tacoma, Washington, and Melvin George Brown, age 35, of Houston, Texas, were arrested at Bramalee following a 90-mile-an-hour chase. The two male hostages were released unharmed, but one policeman, Sergeant Bernie Oak, suffered two flesh wounds to his arm when he was shot after surprising the gunman at the bank door. During the chase, the bandits were forced off the road by a car driven by 27-year-old Clay Smith. His car had been commandeered by a Toronto Township policeman. Vancouver, the Attorney General of British Columbia, Robert Bonner, has confirmed that $325,000 taken from the Loomis Armored Car Company a week ago has been recovered. Mr. Bonner also said that two more arrests have been made in connection with the case. Barry McMaster reports.
The money was recovered from the washroom of a hotel restaurant at Hope, B.C., 100 miles east of Vancouver, where it had been sitting since mid-afternoon on Sunday, May 19th. It had been placed there unwittingly by the owner of the restaurant, Mr. Don Hall at Hope, after accepting the suitcases as containing tools. He had told a friend in Surrey who had called the Friday before the major theft that, as a favor to him, he would keep the suitcases which would be given to him by one of his friend's employees from Merritt, B.C. The suitcases were placed by Mr. Hall in the restaurant washroom about 3 yards from a door which usually stood ajar. The suitcases soon were used by the waitresses at the restaurant to pile their shoes on. They found the bulky luggage often in the way, and throughout the past week had openly cussed about its inconvenience. The discovery that the mysterious suitcases contained money came last night, after a week of curiosity finally got the better of Mr. Hall after hearing earlier of the $500,000 theft. Barry McMaster reporting to Chum News from CKNW to Westminster.
Meanwhile, armored car driver Douglas John Brown, held in Toronto since his arrival here Saturday from Rio de Janeiro, was on his way under police escort to Vancouver. He was charged earlier with theft over $50. The Vatican, Pope John, gravely ill with internal bleeding, apparently has gone to sleep for the night. Lights in the 81-year-old pontiff's bedroom on the third floor of the Papal Palace went out shortly before midnight, indicating that the doctors who had been in his constant attendance had left. At midnight, Vatican sources said the Pope's condition was unchanged. Doctors were reported giving blood transfusions and other treatment, but fears increased for the Pope's life. Ottawa External Affairs Minister Paul Martin said today that the NATO agreement for an integrated nuclear force involved no change in commitments for Canada. Reporting to the Commons on the implication of last week's conference, Martin said the Canadian delegation had removed...
Commonwealth and NATO are examples. And he went on to say, for a country of 18 million people, we have discharged a lot of international responsibility. I personally feel sympathetic toward the OAS.